This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, September 8, 2021, The Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by Father William Doc Holliday.
This which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
The nativity of our Blessed Mother should elicit from within us an appreciation that when she was born, all things began to change. You know, we know that when our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, this is that Emmanuel, God with us. When he comes into the world, his ministry of our reconciliation starts. But we never want to lose sight of how he got into this world from heaven. And that is the portal of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When we look at her birth, the portal did not exist. There was a separation between heaven and earth after the fall of our first parents. The doorway was shut. There was a wall. There was no entrance that existed. This is why we have this term of the limbus patrum, the place of the fathers. Even those holy who look forward to the salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ could not enter into heaven because a door had not been opened. The only way that door could be opened was through our Lord Jesus Christ. But when our Blessed Mother was born, then the portal is here. He had not walked through it yet, but there was an opening between heaven and earth. This is the profound idea that we should come away with when we venerate the Blessed Virgin Mary for who she is and what happened on this day in which we celebrate her birth. Because she, again, at her birth, began a profound and dramatic change to both things in the created order and things in the spiritual order. I think we don't look at the changes that, as I just explained, there was a wall between heaven and earth. There could be no association with anybody from down here, with any created beings in heaven. When we look at the Blessed Virgin Mary, we see that when she was born, there was this preparation for this change in the created order. This one was born that we venerate today, and she was the one whom, as the prayer said at the beginning of Mass, he whom the whole world could not contain lay hid in your womb. This one that could contain God was born on this day. Creation starts to change. There is the crack in the wall, so to speak. If you think of our Lord Jesus Christ, what happened temporally, the one who created time. You know, a lot of people, what was God doing before he created everything? Well, he's eternal. And until creation, there was no linear time. There was just all eternity. Linear time is an aspect of creation. So the one who created time was born into time. He entered time. He had always been for all eternity timeless. But he took on flesh and intruded. That is actually a theological word. He intruded into time because it was not his place by nature until he became man. So the one that created time is born into time through her. Just the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The one is born into this earth who is going to bear the one who created her. These kind of concepts of how creation changed when the Blessed Virgin Mary are really overwhelming. He created her, but she's his mother and she bore it. This is God. Without him, nothing is impossible. We even see, after the birth of Blessed Virgin Mary, with her being, some things in the created order changed because God wanted to prove something. This is what a lot of people don't think about anymore. I mean, every now and then you'll hear this, but even some people who hear it, they recoil from it. When we talk about her giving birth to our Lord Jesus Christ and that it was a painless birth. Oh, no. That denigrates his humanity. He had to be born like everybody else. Well, he was born of a virgin. That's not like everybody else. And that doesn't denigrate his humanity. The same Jesus Christ who was born of the Virgin Mary, whom he created, he walked on water. Nobody ever questions it. Yeah, he couldn't have done that because that would denigrate his humanity because men can't walk on water. He's God. His transfiguration, we see him changed slightly into the glories of the divinity. Apostles who walk with him fall on the ground as if they're dead. Nobody says that that denigrates his humanity, that he could be transfigured before his apostles. He came out of the sepulcher before the stone was moved. The angels moved the stone. No, he didn't. The angels moved it for him. The angels moved the stone so that the apostles could stick their heads in there and see that he was gone. Our Lord didn't need them to roll the stone away. He proved that when he went through locked doors, when he went into the room with the apostles. I mean, it's emphasized in Scripture. And they were in there hiding for fear of the Jews, and the doors were locked, and he appeared. So this whole idea of a painless birth should not be, oh, he's not really human if his birth was painless. Why? 33 doctors of the church, and that's how many there are currently, I believe. Unless they've added some. They add people all the time. 33 doctors of the church. Not one of them. Not one of them ever in writing or that we know of as spoke. Not one of the 33 doctors of the church ever denied the painless birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. 20 of them explicitly affirm it in their writings. So 20 out of 33 actually explicitly speak of the painless birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an important thing to realize because, contrary to what everybody, where's that in the Bible? How about Isaiah 66 in the prophecy of the coming Messiah? I quote, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Not many people know Isaiah 66:7. Particularly the ones who want to badmouth the painless birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world to change things. This is why he came. The created order, when Adam and Eve fell, I'm always emphasizing, Adam and Eve fell, it wasn't a matter of our spiritualities becoming corrupt. Everything became corrupt. Jesus Christ fixed everything, both created and spiritual. He fixed everything, and the way he fixed it was he came through the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is why we venerate this day so highly, or should. Things in creation actually changed when he came in. He started fixing things. This is why he was baptized in the Jordan, that through his baptism, he sanctified every drop of water on the face of this planet so that the chief sacrament of our entrance into the church could be performed by the church. He changed things in creation. We see all the miracle stories and we never question any of those. We shouldn't. This is what he came to do, is to change things. And the portal through whom he came, she was the beginning of that change. She was immaculately conceived so she could be the portal through whom God Almighty himself would pass. This change of things should never elude us. And we shouldn't just stick with it in the spiritual realm. But I mean, the spiritual realm is absolutely where we should focus our attention. St. Augustine, in the breviary this morning, the Roman breviary this morning, in one of the readings from St. Augustine, he speaks of because there's always this association between, or I shouldn't say association, a compare and contrast between Eve and the Blessed Mother. St. Augustine speaks of the spiritual nature of what Eve did to us compared to what spiritual benefits we receive from the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'll quote St. Augustine. Eve wept, but Mary laughed. Eve gave birth to a sinner. that Mary gave birth to the sinless one. The mother of our race brought punishment into the world, but the mother of our Lord brought salvation into the world. Eve was the foundress of sin, but Mary was the foundress of righteousness. Eve welcomed death, but Mary helped in life. Eve smote, but Mary healed. For Eve's disobedience, Mary offered obedience. And for Eve's unbelief, Mary offered faith. This is what our Lord does through the Blessed Virgin. He is the one that wrought all these things for us. But as I'm always emphasizing on every Marian feast, no Mary, no Jesus, no portal, none of these spiritual benefits. This is why he had to prepare her the way that he did. This is why she was who she was and who she remains. Even in the genealogies, I read the shorter one today because genealogies can be somewhat tiring, particularly on a Wednesday evening, all right? And it's a long one. But you read the genealogies of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's interesting to see that the women that are mentioned in Scripture, they are not the holy women of Scripture. The only women who are named are those whom the Scriptures have something to say amiss. There was Bathsheba, she's mentioned. Ruth the Moabitess, she's mentioned. Why is that? Why not all the holy women? Because he who came to save sinners, he proved to us that he came from a line of sinners. This means that he might wash away all sin in a very real sense. This is why our Blessed Mother, though, was immaculately conceived, because he was not corrupted by any of the sin of these women. We're written in his line biologically up to point of her birth, but not influencing his. But he still, from a legal standpoint, was of that line. So legally, we have to appreciate what he did for us in washing away all sin, even to the, as far as presenting in his line those women who, as it says, Scripture hath to say something amiss about them. We need to focus our attention when we have days like this. Oh, we're going to have a beautiful statue of Mary. We're going to have food afterwards. And, you know, it's a sung mass instead of a said mass. There's reasons why we do that. And the reasons are what I just talked about. These profound changes that happen both in the created order and in the spiritual realm, but not just the realms and generally speaking, but what it means to us as individuals. We as individuals get to go to heaven because of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us, and the reason that he could come into this world and do what he did was through the portal of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is how tremendously deep these subjects are. Is it about Isaiah 66, in the painless birth? You don't hear the painless birth mentioned hardly at any time anymore. Why is that? Well, a lot of people have a problem with that. Then you got a problem with Isaiah chapter 66, which means you got a problem with what the Holy Spirit says. Does it get any more explicit than that? That her birth was going to be painless, who brought in the Messiah? No. He says it twice. When God says something once, you should pay attention. When he repeats himself, you should be riveted. This is what we do today. This is the veneration for the Blessed Virgin Mary. This stuff didn't start when Jesus was born. Everything has its beginning at her birth. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.